We're going to continue this conversation. Post online at democracynow.org. Michael Hudson, economist, will link to your article. The U.S.-Israeli attack was to prevent peace, not to advance it. Michael Hudson, president of the Institute for the Study of Long-Term Economic Trends. I'm Mimi Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. I'll be in Savannah, Georgia on Saturday. Check our website at democracynow.org.
When they separated families, we took them to court and won. When they limited access to essential health care, we fought the bans and won. And now they're determined to reverse more of our hard-won rights. But if they try to take away our rights, they've got to get past us. We are the American Civil Liberties Union, and we will fight any attempts to roll back our rights in the courts and in the streets. Learn more at myaclu.org.
And you're listening to radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, broadcasting at 90.1 FM, 107.3 FM, and over the internet at WUSB.FM. It's just about 6 o'clock, time for another edition of Off the Wall. And we're going to start extra early because we have to leave extra early. This is Emmanuel for another edition of Off the Wall, joined tonight by Kyle, just entering the room.
Hi.
We have one of them basketball games tonight, so we only have, get this, a 15-minute show. 15 minutes. So, it's going to go fast. It's going to go fast. I'm wasting a lot of it right now. And that happens sometimes. We're playing Towson. You know, I'll give you a medal if you know what Towson is, Kyle. I didn't know. I had to look it up myself. You want to guess? A state?
Maine?
No.
Rhode Island?
But you got the first letter right.
Massachusetts?
No. You continue to get the first letter right, but the rest of it wrong.
Okay.
One more guess. Now you have to think of...
Minnesota?
Wow. You're naming all the states that begin with M except for the right one. No, it's Maryland. It's Maryland, unless there's another Towson. I don't know. But, so we'll kick their ass, starting at 6:16 and going well into the night. I wish we had the full hour tonight because, there's a lot going on. Here we go again. Another military adventure. Only this one's different. This one's special because, how do I say this? I just have this sensation that, the people in charge have no clue what they're doing. No clue whatsoever. And the reason I say that, it's not because I detest them. It's not because I rue the day that the ill-informed masses decided, let's give this a chance. No. It's listening to what they say. It's listening to every day they come up with a different reason why they invaded Iran or why they're bombing Iran. The invasion hasn't happened as of yet, but who knows? They're saying things like, we had to go in because they were about to attack us, or we had to go in because they were about to develop a nuclear weapon, or we had to go in because Israel was going in, and we knew if they went in that Iran would retaliate against us, so we had to do it to them before they did it to us. It's ridiculous. They really didn't talk to each other, and that makes me a little bit uneasy, And add to that the reaction that you see whenever anybody calls them into question. This is true on any subject, but this in particular. If you say, was this a good idea? Well, that means you love the Ayatollah. It's like you're having an argument in sixth grade, but that's what it means. Mandani posted something online saying how this war is illegal. Same thing that almost every Democrat is saying. And boy, did they lunge to him, calling him a communist, saying he should be deported, saying he was a terrorist. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders says almost word for word the exact same thing. Oh, respect the guy, I disagree, but I respect him. It's madness. And the ugliness is really, really coming out. I want to read you a couple of words from some of our elected officials. This is one of them is from Texas. One of them is from Florida. I don't know the difference. They look exactly the same to me. Congressman Randy Fine, who is not fine, trust me. He tweeted this. Islamophobia is a lie. Fear of Islam is rational. That's an elected representative. Another one, Congressman Brandon Gill. How many Americans have to get Allahu Akbar before we realize Islam is a problem? This is all coming out now as Islamic countries are being bombed by Iran. They have no conception of how complex the situation is. And they have no conception as to how we have completely unleashed something that we are not going to be able to control. You know, I don't know where this is going to go. Nobody does, because, you know, nobody thought something like this was really going to happen. I mean, everybody was saying, well, Trump's going to start a war maybe this weekend, maybe next weekend, maybe he'll wait for the Olympics to end, maybe it'll be after the State of the Union. So, you know, we all knew something was coming. But honestly, I don't think we really thought it was coming. You know, Netanyahu has been trying to get U.S. presidents to do something like this for ages. You know, and Trump is the only one dumb enough to actually do it. So Netanyahu is in control. Trump is following. They will not say that out loud, but look at what's going on. That is exactly what is happening. It makes absolutely no sense. What is the plan here? What do you think is going to happen? I mean, yeah, I'm no fan of the Ayatollah, believe me, but you think maybe they have a few more in the wings that they're just going to call up? You say to the people, okay, take over the country now. We just, you know, killed this guy. We killed the 86-year-old leader. Okay, so now take over. You think it's that simple? You think it's that simple? You know, let's apply that to ourselves. Boy, we'd like to have some change here. How do we do it? We have to wait for elections. It takes forever. It's frustrating as hell. I think it might be kind of similar over there as far as not getting what you want immediately. And now we have this alleged War Powers Act that Congress is supposed to vote on and didn't. And Trump never talked to them about this. Still isn't talking to them, not talking to the people. It's all being done secretively. And this week is the big week, because they're going to actually have a discussion about it in Congress. They alone have authority under the U.S. Constitution to declare war. And for the Republican president, who has consistently seized power during his second term with an apparent limitless view of his own executive reach. I mean, think about that. Think about that statement. This is a guy who keeps taking power that he didn't have before, that no president had before, and the Republican Congress is happy to give it to him. Nick LaLota, what are you for? You are our representative here on Long Island, and you're giving away your responsibilities to Trump. You're following everything he says and does and asking for more, more that you don't have to do. It's disgusting. It is absolutely disgusting to see supposed leaders just caving, just bowing down. Ugh. The Constitution is intended to prevent the accumulation of power in any one branch of government and in any one person in government. That's according to David Janowski, acting director of the Constitution Project at the Project on Government Oversight, which is a watchdog organization. And David Janowski said that, but the Constitution also pretty much says that. Congress is the people's representatives in a way that the president isn't, even though we tend to focus on the president. We need the people's representatives to weigh in on whether we, the people, are going to war right now. And are we going to war? Well, we certainly have started something. And, you know, if you're good with looking over your shoulder for the next few decades for the retribution that's inevitably going to come, if you're okay throwing away hundreds of billions of dollars on this, if you're okay not having a Department of Education or having to sacrifice because we have to send all this money overseas, if you're okay with the whole world going to hell with all the chaos that we've unleashed, well, I guess, you know, this is fine. This is okay. Never mind anything I'm saying. But for the rest of us, it's of concern. You know, it's something that we have to take seriously. Now, lawmakers have criticized the Iranian regime and its nuclear ambitions, but Democrats said Trump has not provided a rationale for the war or outlined its strategy for what comes next. And this is interesting. Trump's MAGA coalition is splintering over what it sees as the president's failure to keep his America First campaign promise. By leading the U.S. toward an overseas war. Many lawmakers are wary of a longer entanglement as the operation killed the supreme leader. You know, weeks ago when that idea was brought up, I mentioned how stupid that was. Kill a supreme leader? I mean, you might not like the guy. You might detest the guy. But it's not your call. You know, this is something that has to happen by the people over there. This is how it all got started in the first place. Everything bad that has happened in Iran is a direct result of us, the U.S., forcing the Shah of Iran into power against the people's will, anti-democratic. And they revolted. I remember this. I was a freshman at Stony Brook at the time, and there were all these demonstrations against the Shah of Iran. And college students supported it because he was a dictator. Now, they didn't support what happened afterwards, but they couldn't be expected to know exactly how that was going to go. But it wouldn't have happened had democracy been allowed to grow in Iran. But we didn't like where it was going, so we forced the dictator in, and that's how it works. Now, White House officials are scheduled to brief congressional leaders and lawmakers this week, but the Q&A sessions will be behind closed doors. And you won't be able to see any of it. Now, even if Congress is able to pass a War Powers Resolution, which is unlikely, they don't have enough to overcome a veto. Yes, that's right. Trump can veto it. What is the point? You know, we all bow down to the Founding Fathers and say, boy, they thought about it. I don't think they really thought this through, because you're trying to rein in a guy and he can just veto you trying to rein him in. And unless you have a big majority of people, which we're nowhere near, he can do whatever he wants. Yeah, nice system you got there. What they're claiming changes by the minute. Pay attention. Write it down. Now, got to play a little game in the minutes we have left. Which leader is it that I'm describing right now? Is it Trump or is it the Ayatollah? They're anti-science. They're anti-women's rights. They're anti-LGBTQ. They're anti-democracy. They're anti-free speech. They want to control education. They want to ban books. They want one religion. They're pro-gun. They're totally incompetent. They have no sense of humor. Well, I think you know the answer as to which person I'm talking about. Yeah. It's not good. We're in a bad place. And I don't know. I don't know what to, I'm going to let you speak, Kyle, but time is fleeting. In fact, this is our outro beginning.
Did you watch speaking of closed doors, did you watch the Hillary Clinton deposition, the Bill Clinton depositions?
Well,
they released them.
Yeah, they released them yesterday. And kudos to C-SPAN for stopping all its programming and air them both at the same time. That was all about the Epstein files, which we stopped talking about. Isn't that something? It's a good diversion.
A lot of people have observed that. Yeah, it's interesting stuff. But
she was good. She was very good. She was, I think, at her best.
Yeah.
She didn't look happy. And why should she look happy? They're wasting her time asking stupid questions. And she let them have it. And, you know, I know people love to hate Hillary. I'm not her biggest fan. But, you know, the leeway that we give to male leaders who are far more unpleasant, you know, because, oh, they're just saying it like it is. A woman does that, and she's unpleasant. You know, we saw the same thing with Harris last year, or 2 years ago. So, yeah, it's just something else that's going on out there that we have to pay attention to. Make sure it doesn't fall out of the headlines, because that's exactly what they want. We have to object every time we hear a lie, and we don't do that enough. I keep hearing about the open borders under Biden. That is a lie. There were no open borders. I think we all know this, but we keep hearing that phrase and we keep accepting it. Oh, yeah, the open borders under Biden. That was bad. These are Democrats saying that now. No, that didn't happen. They weren't open. We were overwhelmed because lots more people were coming into the country.
You know why? Because people were saying that the borders were open politically.
Yeah.
It's political rhetoric.
Political rhetoric.
Got misunderstood internationally.
And now...
And the borders were flooded.
History has been changed.
So that was... Don't mistake it. That was made up by the very people decrying it.
You know, another lie, and we only have a minute left, but this is something Nick LaLota loves to spread around, our representative here, what's wrong with voter ID? Why should we have illegal citizens, illegal people voting? Well, first of all, we don't have people who aren't citizens voting in national elections, in state elections. Sometimes in communities, they say, yes, we want everybody who lives here to vote. That's not the same thing at all. But this whole Save America Act, look into that. We don't have time to get into the full details, but we can say this. If you think you can just waltz in to your polling place with a driver's license, think again, because that's not going to be good enough. They want something that will prove your citizenship. Do you have that? Do you have a valid United States passport? Many people don't. Do you have real ID that indicates U.S. citizenship? You might think you have real ID because you have a driver's license that says it's real ID, but only 5 states have real ID that denotes U.S. citizenship on the cards, and we are not one of them. Do you have a birth certificate? No? Better start digging. How about a military ID card? Not in the military? Okay, you're screwed then. And if you're a government worker, that's it. That's it. So when you hear somebody say, oh, yeah, it's simple, voter ID, and don't even get me started on what married women have to go through if they change their names. Hey, that's it. We're out of time. 15-minute show. I kind of like it. I kind of like it. But for now, it's basketball time. Good night.